Last week, the federal government reopened and the debt ceiling was raised, in addition to in-state banking and trucking news. Roby Brock with our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has more in this weekly update.
I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Arkansas update. The federal government reopens. Details after this.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas is provided by Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bank of the Ozarks, you have a friend here. More information at bankozarks.com.
All six members of Arkansas's congressional delegation voted for a Senate-sponsored measure to reopen the federal government and to extend the nation's debt ceiling limit after nearly 3 weeks of high-stakes political wrangling. The measure approved by the U.S. House and U.S. Senate would fund the federal government and increase the Treasury Department's borrowing power to $16.7 trillion. President Obama signed the bill into law late Wednesday night. Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe named Frank Scott Jr. of Little Rock to the Arkansas Highway Commission. The appointment expires January 14, 2017. He replaces John Burkhalter, who resigned from the commission to pursue a run for lieutenant governor. Frank Scott, 29 years old, is a bank executive with First Security Bank. He also spent 5 years on Governor Beebe's staff as a policy advisor. For 2.5 years, it's been the same song, different verse. Home Bank Shares, parent company of Centennial Bank, announced record third quarter profits of $18.36 million in its third quarter, compared to $16.1 million 1 year ago. Net income is likely to set more records in the future as Home Bankshares completes its $280 million buyout of Jonesboro-based Liberty Bankshares later this year. Simmons First National posted third quarter net income of $6.9 million, an increase from 1 year ago when profits topped $6.7 million. The Pine Bluff-based bank warned that it would encounter one-time expenses in the near future, in large part due to its $53 million acquisition of Little Rock-based Metropolitan National Bank. Under siege in a hostile takeover bid, USA Truck reported a significantly smaller third-quarter net loss than 1 year ago, citing turnaround improvements paying off. The Van Buren-based trucking company posted a $602,000 net loss compared to a $6 million loss 1 year ago. Revenues climbed higher by 13.5%. J.B. Hunt Transportation posted strong quarterly returns as net income rose 14% to more than $89 million in the third quarter. Total revenue rose to $1.4 billion, up almost 11%. The Lowell-based transportation firm saw growth in its intermodal and dedicated contract services division, but its truckload division saw declines in revenue and profits. Lockheed Martin says it will move production of a tactical vehicle it makes for the U.S. Army and Marine Corps to Camden, Arkansas, but the deal still has to jump through several hoops. State economic officials said the U.S. Department of Defense will likely have to be comfortable with the move, and the state's expected to contribute towards infrastructure and workforce training investments. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large comes from Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible knowledge and experience. More information at bankozarks.com.